You're listening to littlepodcast.com.
This week in the Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast, we're talking about the first Nintendo Direct of 2019. Mainline Final Fantasy titles come back to Nintendo for the first time since the Super NES, Switch sweetens the deal for its online service, and the best Zelda game ever is getting a graphical upgrade. It is the best. Fight.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Mink.
Sean, did you have a chance to watch the Nintendo Direct?
Not hardly any of it, but I know a lot of what was discussed, if that counts. Does that count? God, I hope that counts.
I mean, I think it counts. I mean, I wasn't able to watch it live either because it hit here about 7 a.m., and that's when I'm getting the kids ready for school and, like, and, you know, getting ready to go to work. I mean, I won't lie. I put it on my cell phone a little bit and, like, periodically checked it. But I didn't get to really see it until my lunch break later on. And then I didn't get to watch it until I got home. But so, I mean, I think this one would have been a really good one to watch live to to be able to see the comments going through and things like that. It would have been really cool to see in a group, which apparently was what a lot of people did. Like, there was viewing parties and things.
That's nuts. I mean, I did that for Farscape back in the day. That show's 20 years old now, by the way, for anyone who's keeping track at home.
I did when was it? When Doctor Who was still called the new Doctor Who, rather than being...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a viewing party for the Fox movie of Doctor Who.
Oh my goodness. Oh God. Well, yeah, that was felt like a once in a lifetime event, that's for sure.
Yep. We watched a couple of highlights. We watched a couple good episodes before, and we watched Survival, so we were up to date.
Oh man.
Survival was the last episode with Sylvester McCoy. Well, last one aired. Ghostlight was the last one filmed. You know what? I should stop this right now. I'm going to a different place altogether. Anyway, Nintendo Direct. But you should watch it. You should watch it, actually, because I thought it was one of the better-paced ones. Like, I mean, I've liked some of the Nintendo Directs before that were, like, announcement. Which one was I watching? It was, like, a couple of really cool announcements, and then it was, like, a long thing of Smash Brothers.
Oh, sure.
Which, you know... I think for some people made it the best Direct ever, but me, I just wanted to,
yeah.
It's like, next, I already know Smash Brothers is coming out, and I already know I'm going to buy it.
Right.
Sell me on something new, you know. Did you buy Smash Brothers?
Oh, I haven't had a chance. Like, funny story, I got Pokemon Let's Go for my kids.
Okay.
And we haven't managed to play it yet.
What?
I know, right?
My daughter got it for Christmas, the Eevee version.
Eevee, yep.
And we've been playing it together because it's got that co-op mode, which is very cool. We didn't get the Pokeball controller because, I wanted to make sure she'd like the game first. And I also feel that kind of if the Pokeball controller was bought, it wouldn't be used by her as much as Dad, so
I can vouch for this fact. Even though I haven't been playing the game proper, I replaced my watch with the Pokeball.
Is it good? Does it work well?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm mostly like riding the bus to work and back with it, so it goes above the speeds that are typically allowed for it to automatically get the Pokestops. But you know, every once in a while, it'll manage that for me. But yes, I enjoy it. So I don't know if I'm like sweet leveling up the Mew that's inside of that or what's happening or if it's even related or not. But maybe we'll find out. Maybe someone who's listening will know how this actually works.
Yeah. I mean, wow. we are bad Nintendo fans, because I also have not. I also have not bought Smash. It's not well. Like, okay, I kind of heavily hinted that I wanted it for Christmas, and I kind of thought that, you know, don't buy it because, you know, give them something to, you know, because I think I'm hard to shop for in general because, I mean, I like video games, but I'm also kind of picky about video games, you know.
Sure. So
I kind of hinted at it, but it didn't really land, and that's okay because, you know, I can always pick it up for myself, but I just haven't yet because I've just been busy.
Oh,
but more on why I'm busy later. But I will get it because it looks like a really good game. I mean, it looks really good, and I've been following the news about it. But so why don't we talk about the announcements from the Direct and how our reactions to them. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
Yes, you can sponsor the Famicom Dojo video game podcast. Just head over to littlepodcast.com, find Famicom Dojo, and click on the sponsor button. Make sure you email us a message at podcast@famicomdojo.tv so we can read your message on the show. We'll try to make this more straightforward soon, I promise.
All right, first announcement right off the bat. Like, I think before anyone even came on the screen, it was Super Mario Maker 2.
Yes.
And the thing that a lot of people were, like, talking about on the internet, and one of the things that they thought was lacking was slopes right from the beginning. Like,
sure.
They were like, why can't we make slopes? And the trailer starts out, and within the first 5 seconds, it's like, by the way, slopes! You know, it's like...
Oh, yeah.
But what I like is it had such... You watched that trailer, right?
Oh, of course. That's the first thing I saw, actually.
Okay. Because that had so much more depth in it. Like, being able to control enemy movements. Like, you can create the patterns that enemies travel around things.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
being able to make an airship and control how that moves around. You know, do an airship level. Things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I liked the original Mario Maker quite a bit. But I didn't get into it as... I don't know. It was kind of near the end, the tail end of the Wii U, and, you know, and I didn't get the 3DS version because I didn't see a real point. But
right.
But I don't know. This one looks like it just has so many more features and such cool stuff, and incorporating elements. You know, I'm gonna get that one.
You're
because
in. All right.
I'm in for that one. And my daughter's, you know. At the, you know, when she was young, too young to be able to understand fully how to make a good level, but now she's old enough where I think she's really gonna design some cool stuff. So,
sure.
Yeah, I'm in. I don't need to see anything more. I'm gonna get that one. Okay,
rockin'.
You same.
I mean, you know, I didn't see a lot that made me go, well, you know, I didn't do Mario Maker the first time because of this, but now I'm totally gonna, you know, you know, I'll play it because everyone else is like, I'm not sure what the ecosystem's like anymore for the existing one, because it, you know, there's a lot of user participation, which is also kind of a first for Nintendo, right?
Yeah.
And they really improved along the way. The ability to actually look for things and keep track of your collections and do things online. So, it kind of reminds me of when I got Assassin's Creed 3 for the Wii U and there was no one to connect with online.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sure that's how Mario Maker is right now. So
speaking of Assassin's Creed, we'll get to that. But, I mean, I'm a little nervous about how it's going to work because one thing I really liked about the original Mario Maker was being able to, you know, share, you know, some of the stages you find on Miiverse.
Mm-hmm.
And Miiverse isn't a thing anymore. Although, I guess, you know, if they have very good, like, Twitter integration and video cap, you know, it might be okay. But that's one thing I'm curious to see. But... I mean, I just want to see what kind of crazy levels people are going to make out of this
thing. Oh, sure.
I think it's going to be amazing.
There was one level I was able to finish finally. I should probably make a video of me running through it because it's one of my favorites. And I downloaded it to my Wii just in case, like, you know, the guy took it down ever. So.
Yeah.
I might have also done that to just learn how to run through it.
But cool. All right. Anything else on that one?
Nope. Let's keep going.
Okay. Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. And it's going to have co-op and online and...
I never played this game. Yeah.
I didn't play the first two. And I don't think it... I don't know, but... I think it's a good get for Nintendo.
Sure,
you know what I mean. I mean, sure. Obviously Marvel's a big thing, and
I've heard this.
They need more. Yeah, they need more of these type of games. The kids will like it. It's good for the kids.
As soon as they get off my lawn.
Yeah, but I don't know. It looks good, but I mean, not day one. But like, unless it's get some really awesome reviews and things, or I don't know, my kids at this point aren't into superheroes, and you know, I don't know the online co-op would be cool. So if you get it and you're like totally into it, yeah, I'll probably
sure. All right, well, I'd probably not, but okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm so okay. So
telling
that's,
you
okay.
Now.
So what am I? I'm at one for get, one for pass.
Yep, ditto. We are samesies right now.
Okay. Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's keep going.
Okay, this isn't really something... This is something that we'll all get when we get Smash Brothers, but the 3.0 update is coming, which I thought was a strange announcement. They're like, and they're gonna update Smash Brothers! More on this later!
No.
It's like, oh, really?
I had no idea.
So, I mean, as I don't have it yet, but you know what I thought was really interesting? When they showed the screenshot of it, they had like Splatoon Girl and they had like Toon Link and he was standing next to a giant egg. And I'm like, that's interesting.
That's and suspicious.
I was like, the egg is really prominently featured. And I'm like, I'm sure I've seen that egg before.
Oh, and, goodness.
And I'm just
you're
like...
You're breaking my heart, man.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. But I thought
there's,
that was a nice.
There is a
there
to
nice
get
tease.
To.
Indeed. So I don't think that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. About yeah, yeah. that. I mean, because it was an announcement of duh. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Okay. Well,
it would be like if they went there and goes. By the way, Switch will be getting more games. Oh, that's good to know.
Well, oh,
but...
there's well about that.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, yes. We'll go on.
Let's keep going.
Okay, all right. Box Boy and Box Girl. Did you play Box Boy?
The
original one?
No,
neither did I. But you know, I remember looking at it and going, "That looks interesting," and forgetting about it promptly right after that. But I don't know. That's the type of like puzzle platformers are fun, you know, and I don't know, but part of it, I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, it's going to be really hard, isn't it? Yeah. You know, I don't think I'm smart enough for this one.
Puzzle platformer such as Captain Toad Treasure Tracker? Is that not really a puzzle platformer? I don't know. I haven't really played it.
That's another announcement that's coming up. Yeah, okay. So, okay, Box Boy, Box Girl. Pass, get?
Yeah.
I'm going pass.
All right. I should probably see anything about it to form an opinion.
Oh, okay. It's the like monochromatic one. I believe the original one was on the 3DS.
Okay.
And it looks, whatever. Oh, okay. Puzzle platformer, Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. I've used this DLC already. I mean, not the DLC, sorry, the expansion, the patch, whatever it is.
Sure. Sure.
It's got a two-player mode now, and which is really good because my daughter Anna was playing this one. She got it before, and she loves the first couple of levels because she can beat them, and then it gets too hard.
Oh!
But now this whole two-player thing, instead of her just going, "Daddy, finish it for me," which is not super fun, we can play
for
together.
Anyone, yeah.
We can play together and get through the levels. I can do the harder part, like take out the enemies, and she can go find the treasure. It's
sure.
Great. It's. I mean, I've been a proponent of Captain Toad for a long time. I don't know if I'll get the DLC or not, but that added two player is great. I think it makes the package, even better to play with kids. So it's good.
Okay.
It's good. But I guess there's nothing to pass or get on that one, so we'll just keep moving on.
Yeah.
Okay, Bloodstained Ritual of the Night.
I feel like this is going to happen eventually.
Yep. Castlevania is back, glad. Baby.
That's right.
And I'm in the get category there because I already bought it.
Sure.
I funded the Kickstarter a long time ago. A very long time ago. When it was going to be coming out on the Wii U.
Right.
And even at the time, Wii U was kind of near the end. And even then, I was thinking, like, I should back this because this is going to be one of the last Wii U games. Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, this is going to... Because they announced that it would be physical, and I'm like, whoa. Right. This might be a real collector's item because this will be the last physical Wii U game. And nope. Even my pessimistic predictions of the Wii U turned out to be wrong. It'll be... I'll get it physically for the Nintendo Switch. And you see, since I... pledged, I also got that that like 8-bit-ish what is it, Curse of the Moon? Yeah. Bloodstained Curse of the Moon, which is really good. Like, it's really good, like, you know, Castlevania Simon's Quest-ish, you know.
Ooh, like, that's my favorite, like, kind of Castlevania.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You haven't picked it up yet.
cough, wheeze.
It's cheap. It's cheap. It's not. It's like $10. It's
okay.
I recommend it. It's got really good chiptune music too. But anyway, so I got that already, which I was very pleased about, and we'll have the full game soon. It looks. I don't know. It looks good, but I don't know. To tell you the truth, I haven't played a modern Castlevania in a long time. I think the most recent one I've played is Symphony of the Night, you know.
So
I know it's based on kind of the Game Boy Advance Castlevanias, like that it's the creator was also the one who did those, which are, and the DS ones I suppose as well, which are, you know, critically acclaimed as being very, very good, but I haven't played them, so I'm not sure exactly what to expect, but I mean, I'm looking forward to finding it out, and it might be something that brings, you know, that opens up a whole new genre for me.
All right.
Since you're into the Metroids and stuff, did you play any of the recent Castlevanias?
Oh, gosh. The most recent one I played was Circle of the Moon.
Okay.
The Game Boy Advance one.
Okay.
Sorry. I mean, I did pick up, finally, a copy of Symphony of the Night, but I have not yet played it. Cough. Okay.
I've got Rondo of Blood, the remake. I can't afford it. I used to have the PC Engine one. I stupidly sold it. I'm like, I'm gonna get married. I should probably have money and not have tons of video games.
Story, we can talk about the podcast you were on recently.
Let's link to that in the show notes, because I talked... Yeah.
It'll be in the feed before this episode, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. But anyway, yeah, that's one that I can no longer afford to rebuy. I bought it for that much. But anyway, but no, it looks like it's going to be fun. So I'm at 2 for get right now, 2 for pass. How about you?
I am not keeping track, but I guess... 2 for get, so that leaves me at the same.
Okay, so...
Who could have thought that our opinions would have been so similar?
I know. Dragon Quest Builders 2.
What?
It's Dragon Quest meets Minecraft 2.
Oh.
It looks like a nice expand. I played the demo for the first one, which I thought was pretty fun, but, like, I didn't pick up the game after playing the demo. And like a few months later, there's number 2. It's, I think, like, if I had played it on the PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4, which it originally came out on, you know, there would be a few years between, you know, to make a sequel seem more, but, like, the Switch port just came out not that long ago, and It seems a little too soon for a second one. It looks good, though. I like Dragon Quest. I like Legos. This should be, like, a good game for me. And I might get it in the future, but I'm more excited for the announcement right after. So I'm going pass on that one.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Dragon Quest proper.
Okay. So did you watch the trailer for this?
No.
You didn't? Okay. But, I mean, maybe you've seen some of the footage from the PlayStation 4 version?
I sure didn't.
Wow. Okay. Okay, I guess I'll be talking on this one as well. It's gonna give you a chance to take the lead for a moment there, but don't worry, Disney Tsumutsumu's coming up next, and you're the expert there. So,
what?
Exactly. So, Dragon Quest 11 released, and since I live in Japan, this is a big deal. This is a big deal here. It's the first PlayStation 4 game to crack a million. Monster Hunter. Because Monster Hunter World did it afterwards. It was a big hit on both 3DS, which had a simple version, which had the ability to play kind of an 8-bit version of it as well, like 8-bit, 16-bit, you know, kind of a retro-looking version, as well as a simpler 3D version. And then you had the PlayStation 4 version, which was, you know, the... You know, beautiful, like, it's Dragon Ball Z come to life. But a lot of people complain that, like, you know, it didn't have any voice acting. All the soundtrack was MIDI versions of Dragon Quest songs. You know, it was very... but it sold incredibly well. People consider it to have one of the best plots of the Dragon Quest series. Okay. A lot of really good characters. It got very good response. And it was the first title ever announced for the Nintendo Switch before it was the Nintendo Switch.
Wait.
So I've been looking forward to this one for a little while. And that, you know, that's what put me off not buying, you know. Because that would have been, I mean, I like the Dragon Quest series, and that might have been one of the things that I would have picked up on PlayStation 4, you know?
Yeah.
But I always knew a Switch version was coming, and I knew that with a role-playing game that long, I'd probably only ever beat it if I could have that option of handheld mode.
Naturally.
And that's a game I would have bought on the 3DS if it had come out in the States. It did not. Okay. The 3DS version stayed in Japan. But this is perfect. Now, the graphics are not going to be as good as PlayStation 4 because, I mean...
The Switch isn't as good as the PS4. Yes, we all know.
The entire hardware for the Switch is the size of a Japanese GameCube game. You know what I mean?
Like, right.
Almost exactly, actually. thickness, too. You know, those little cases they have here?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway. But, so this version is going to be voiced, fully voiced, both Japanese and English. It's going to use the orchestral soundtrack. There's a little debate over whether it's going to be for the full game or just for the main themes. But regardless, it's going to use like the better soundtrack. It's going to have extra story, you know, for the different characters. It really is going to be the definitive edition, which they're calling it, Dragon Quest XI S Definitive Edition. You know, so, yeah, I'm getting that. I'm totally getting that. I've been meaning to play another like meaty RPG since Xenoblade finished and I mean I guess there's been Octopath in between there, but at the same time, but you know, this I love going back to the retro style thing, but it'd also be cool to play kind of a modern RPG, you know.
Right.
So some people are gonna go like, you think Dragon Quest is a modern RPG, but you know what I mean.
I was going to say the last Dragon Quest game I played was known as Dragon Warrior and came out in the NES in the 80s. Just put that out there.
Yeah. It's a good time to get back. Well, you know what? I stopped playing Dragon Quest games for a very long time because they stopped releasing them. In the U.S. and I wasn't up to doing fan translations or whatever, but I got back into them when they did the DS remakes.
Okay.
which is really nice. But anyway, that one's buy for me. What are you thinking?
It takes me a lot to buy an RPG, even ooh, a good one. So, I'll
yeah, you don't pass. Have you don't have Xenoblade yet, do you?
Moving on.
Woof. Okay, so Sean's 2 for get, 4 for pass. I'm 3 for get, 3 for pass right now. Okay.
All right.
Now we'll get you back in the get category because obviously you're going to want Disney Tsumutsumu Festival.
Jesus, I don't even know what that means.
I think it's okay, since I live in Japan, I know what that means.
Ah.
They're these little, like, they take the Disney characters and they make them look like a circle, like a little blob. Well, you've probably seen the toys.
Up.
You've probably seen the toys, or maybe the, I don't know if it's a thing in the States. I think I saw it when I was there, but like, I've got kids who are of the target age, so, mm-hmm. Personally, I think they look weird. It's like, yeah, they basically take the essence of a character. So, you know, your Mickey Mouse is like a white circle with black on top and like, I don't know, Mickey's face, I guess. I don't know. But they do it with all the characters. And I think, I don't know if the toys predated the smartphone game, but it is a very popular smartphone game. It's just one of those games where like you bunch like shaped things together and pop the bubbles to kind of like a version of like a puzzle bobble, but with them just falling to the bottom of a container rather than, I don't know. There's a Yo-Kai Watch one too that my kids were into until they stopped the service on that one because smartphone games are terrible. Sorry, there's a controversial opinion, but like any game that you can invest time into that they can just shut down, I think that's not right.
Great.
But anyway, it looks like it's going to be the main like touchscreen, like it's going to be a port of the smartphone game, but it's also going to have, it's going to be like a mini game collection, like a Mario Party-ish thing.
Sure. Okay.
Have I sold you on it?
Oh yeah. No.
Okay, pass for both of us. Okay. Now I'm putting my mark in the pass column, but I gotta say, with the kids that I have, there's a strong possibility that anybody looking at my play history is gonna see that one popping up.
Sure.
Okay, Chocobo's Mystery Dungeon, everybody.
Next.
Yep.
All right.
Sorry, Chocobos. Starlink Battle for Atlas. Next update will introduce Star Wolf Squad.
So I want to say this does have me curious. I'm a little toys to life stuff.
You like
that's not the part of it that interests me.
Oh,
but no, I mean it just seems like a neat game, and it brings up weird feelings because of the whole, you know, shoehorning Star Fox into something that wasn't originally a Star Fox.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the other hand, this feels better than Dinosaur Planet ever did. So
if
it gets me to play it, then, like, all right. So the fact that they're going to release, they're going to really double down with the Star Fox stuff is good, I guess.
Well, I mean, a lot of people have said it's the best Star Fox game since Star Fox 64.
Right? So, man, which is too bad because Star Fox 2 just got released publicly finally.
Yep.
Not too long ago.
So, you know what? I gotta say, it's coming out in Japan for the first time pretty soon, and I don't know. Maybe if I can get a good deal on it, I wouldn't. I mean, I have very fond memories of the original Star Fox and Star Fox 64, but ever since then, I just feel like I cannot get into that series, and I don't care about it. You know. Star Fox Zero did nothing for me, you know, and stuff like that. So, I really gotta
finish working on the Star Fox 2 video that I've recorded all the audio for and captured all the video for and just haven't put together yet.
Yeah. You got a couple ones like that, don't you? But I'm not going to criticize. I have two videos filmed but not edited. So,
oh, no.
But I got four excuses anyway.
That's right.
More on that later. Anyway, yes. So is that a get or a pass for you?
Yeah, I'm interested. I mean, especially because I am doing aforementioned video. It'd be nice to throw in something, and you know, any excuse I can have to spend money on something with the idea it's going to increase video views, which, by the way, never works out.
Never once.
I'm definitely going to jump on that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm trying to justify right now what things I can buy and claim that I'm going to make a video out of it, you know? Okay, so we are both three for get and six for unget.
Woof, all right.
And
unget.
Unget.
Return it quickly.
Well, you know what? How about we're three for keep, six for heap.
Oh, gotta get yeah, that. Gotta ooh, get that.
Gotta
get. Go. Yeah, gotta
get that,
that
branding going. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I'll tell you again. It's one of those things. Like, if you get that game and it's you know, it's good. It really is the, you know, because I think we have similar opinions on a lot of games. It really is good. I can see myself picking that one up as well.
Mm, I'm sensing that.
Okay. So okay. Rune Factory 4. Remake has been announced for the Switch.
Is it Rune Factory 1 through 3?
Ouch. Okay.
Yeah, I
okay, no. I'm with you there. I've never bought a Rune Factory game, but I've always been curious because I do like Harvest Moon.
Sure.
You know,
would you say that you're bi curious?
Yes, I'm curious about possibly buying this. Yes. Yes, I am. I don't want to say that because someone's going to edit it into something. Fine, have at it. No,
that's
no,
right.
Wait, no, I'm not good. The internet is terrible. The internet is terrible. They will.
Terribly wonderful.
Terribly wonderful. Yes. But no, I'm definitely I'm intrigued, but like. It's a remake of Number 4, which I haven't played, so I don't necessarily feel that that's the one I need to buy, because they also announced right afterwards that Rune Factory 5, a brand new installment, is in development. So wow. I think that sounds like a good place to jump in, unless if Rune Factory 4 releases for, like, you know, $30, if it's like one of the, you know, if they're, you know, having it as a... You know, sometimes remakes come out real cheap, you know, just to try to get people into the series. I might consider it because basically it's, I enjoyed the farming simulation stuff from like Stardew Valley and Harvest Moon very much. And, you know, the Rune Factory series also has crafting and, you know, battles and things like that. A little more story. I don't know. I can see that. Oh, Stardew Valley. That's something I got to get back into. I had to stop because it was becoming a problem.
Mm-hmm. That game for me is called Civ 5. So if anyone asks me, are you going to play Civ 6 now that it's out in the Switch? It's on the Switch, right? I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Yep, it's on
the answer
Switch,
is yeah. No, because my marriage will not survive it.
Yep, 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 yep. Civ, like Game Dev Story came out on Switch, and I just did a hard nope.
No.
And like. That's a game
that
I. I mean, it doesn't matter because however much it is, it's worth it. No, stop it. Stop. But, I mean, if you've listened to podcasts for a while, you realize that Sean and I have a bit of a problem. Like, there's a demo out, and I won't download it because I'm like, no, that's like the first hit of heroin. You know, it's like, you know, and okay, Game Dev. If you haven't played Game Dev Story. And you're not married, go for it.
Yeah.
You know?
If you don't have a day job, go for it.
If there's nothing significant in your life... Wow. Ouch. Sorry. Oh, man. If there's not... You know what? Send me a private message. If there's nothing significant... We'll find you something better than Game Dev Story.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a great game. But, like, it has
addicting.
It has that one more turn quality that I have. like, it's a game that I love so much that I have to keep uninstalled on my phone.
Ah, mm-hmm.
Because every now and then, I'll be like, Game Dev Story? I loved Game Dev Story. 3 days later, what happened, man?
Yeah. Stop playing this. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think both of us have had our Game Dev Story addictions and relapses. So, mm-hmm. So when it came out of the Switch, I'm like, ooh, I should get that. And I'm like, wait, no, I should not. But, I mean, I guess that's a good recommendation to the game, if
for
anything.
Sure.
Because... yeah, it's super fun. But anyway, so yeah, you're right. Rune Factory might be the next Stardew Valley. I don't know. I mean, Stardew Valley got online updates recently with multiplayer and stuff, and I was like, I should play this with Sean, and then I'm like, ooh, why would I do that to both myself
either
and my
of
friend?
Us? Yes. You know?
It's like, and again, good recommendation for the game. Like, I think it's a classic. It's a great, great game. But, like, the whole... anything that, like, makes you lie to yourself to keep playing it. Like, oh, one more day? Let me just harvest these vegetables, and then I can go to bed.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, there's something to do in town. Go on. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so, okay, Rune Factories in general, I'm going to go 2 passes for now.
All right, sounds good, and I'm with you.
Okay, but I am bi-curious. Damn, ugh, now I said it. Okay, anyway. not that there's anything wrong with buying video games. Okay,
that's right.
Okay.
If you think your level may buy a video game, please call 608.
Yes. Okay. Oninaki, an action RPG from Square Enix by
That's neither Onaid Chambara, nor is it Choaniki, so I don't know what it is.
Okay. It is the third game by Tokyo RPG Factory, who did I Am Setsuna and Lost... Sphere spelled weird, you know.
Sure.
They are the most accurately named company who's ever existed.
How so?
Tokyo RPG Factory. They are a factory that churns out lifeless RPGs.
Oh, no.
Okay, I thought I Am Setsuna was pretty good, but like it was... basically, they formed this company to be like, do you remember Chrono Trigger? Do you remember how great that game was? Wouldn't you like more games like that? And everyone's like, yes, we would like more games like that.
Too bad!
Yeah, it's like, okay, we're going to make them. They're not quite like that, but they're kind... you know, they're 2D RPGs with an older... you know, kind of an old-school feeling. And you're like, oh, that looks like something I'd like to play. Oh, I guess I've been playing some games like this. You know, the indie scenes brought me some games like this. Well, how much is your game? Our game is $50. It's like, okay.
Oops.
See you. Yeah. You know, it's... I mean, I bought I Am Setsuna because it was one of the first... it was one of the only RPGs on the Switch when it launched, and I had some fun with it. I did not finish it.
Okay.
Because I felt that it was, I couldn't form any opinion on it because it's not a bad game.
Uh-oh.
It's just not a great game either. It's just, it's kind of a, like a by the numbers type of RPG. And then the sequel came out and I played the demo and I'm like, oh, this is unbuttered dry toast. Like, it provides me my RPG sustenance, but there is no flavor, you know?
Would you say it's a hole where a decision should be? that's for all the Russian Doll fans out there. You know who you are.
Oh, man, I have to finish that. Finish that. I started it. I am very much enjoying it. And then stupid Netflix is like, you've watched some Russian Doll. Would you like to watch this? And I'm like, why, yes, I would. And I watch a couple episodes, and they're like, would you like to watch this? And I'm like, yes. Oh, it's like a buffet.
Not to get off topic, I just wanted to throw out there that I love Russian Doll for no other reason than they not only correctly used unit testing as a metaphor, but described the real-world application and purpose of unit testing in software development. And I'm so happy. I'm sure it's very unrealistic, though, because who writes actual unit tests in video games? Yep. Am I right? Oh, that's like a 1%er right there. I'm sorry.
I mean, I think I speak for everyone now when I say, nerd! Okay, anyway.
At my day job, I'm sort of known for pushing this. And yeah. So it's very funny to me.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. All right. I will finish the show and then we'll revisit this. Okay.
It's about a video game programmer, you guys. She keeps popping up at the same restore point. You get it?
Oh.
You get it?
Oh. That makes sense.
Yeah. The metaphor is so good.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
And it must be a No More Heroes game because she keeps winding up in the bathroom.
Exactly.
We'll more on that later.
Gotta get it.
But, okay, I am excited for this one, though, because, yeah, it is Tokyo RPG Factory, but like, they actually got one of the leads from Chrono Trigger now.
Oh.
He's working on this one. They switched the art style. It looks a lot better. It looks a lot more interesting, more... I mean, I'm still going to wait for reviews on it, but it definitely... I had pretty much given up on that company. I was like, nope. Nope, just going to skip anything they do, but they keep... I'm interested, but I'm...
Putting you back in.
I'm keeping it on pass for now, but I am bi-curious. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Maybe I definitely would go if there was a demo. I'm tri-curious.
Oh. Oh, goodness.
Yes.
That's new.
Yes, it is. Anyway, okay, Yoshi's Crafted World.
Is that anything like the Woolly World? Is that, please tell me it is?
I mean, it looks very much like Woolly World. Like, they're all in. Like, you've got the, what is it, like Kirby's Epic Yarn and Woolly World and Crafted World. Like, it's just like, we don't like graphics anymore. We just like crafting. Miyamoto took a scrapbooking class, you know. It's like, I mean, okay, Miyamoto's not even involved in this, but you know what I mean. Like, my kids who are into crafts and things think it is adorable. We played the demo. There was a demo that launched that day, and you should try it. It's fun. But I just feel like there's been too many Yoshi games, and just recently.
How dare you, sir?
And just recently, another one that had a similar art style, not the same. Okay. Their art style was all yarn based, and this one's more of like a DIY based.
Okay,
it's interesting. But I don't know. I'm Yoshied out. You're not Yoshied out?
I mean, I didn't purchase Woolly World. Like, I rented it that one time we did we did the video about it, and my kids loved it, but I didn't own it ever. So I didn't have a chance to get sick of it.
If you're like, this is another one that I'm probably going to wind up buying, but probably not for me.
Okay, fair enough.
Because my kids think it's adorable, and I mean, we've got the yarn Yoshi amiibos and everything, you know, and they liked Woolly World, and you know, it looks easy enough to complete. You know, it's one of those ones where you can't really die, but like, if you want to get a good score, you should do well. You know, it's. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not excited about Yoshi as a character. I'm sorry.
I'm not either, but like the thing I liked about Woolly World wasn't so much the art style, although it is adorable. But it just reminded me of like the Mario mechanics that I liked so much.
Okay.
You know, kinda like I didn't really like New Super Mario Brothers U, but the Luigi version was cool with me. Like, I don't know.
No, I get that. So, are you going to put it in the git pile then?
I'll consider it.
I'm going to give you a git.
I too am tri-curious.
All right. Oh my gosh, you've moved ahead of me now. Don't worry. Coming up is one that's going to go in my Fire Emblem. Yes. Get. Right? You too, right? Fire Emblem.
I don't think I've ever played the Fire Emblem game.
What?
I'm pretty sure. Does this surprise anybody?
No. Fire Emblem's such a good series.
Is it? I've heard that.
Ugh.
It seems like the truth. It feels good to say, you know?
Oh, man, you're hurting me, man. Ouch. You hit me right in the feels.
Jesus. Okay.
All right. You've never played... Okay, have you played any of the Advanced Wars series?
I own some of the Advanced Wars series. And I've played this Fire Emblem characters in Smash. Does that count?
Okay. Okay. Fire Emblem is a series that I think... I mean, I haven't played all of them, but from critical reception and from the ones that I've played, you can pretty much grab any Fire Emblem game and it's going to be a pretty good game, you okay. know? And some of them are amazing.
Oh.
Like, the GameCube one that I stupidly sold. Wonderful. The Wii sequel to it, I didn't care for as much, but it was still a very, very good game.
Okay.
Fire Emblem Fates is one that I have that I haven't started yet because, I don't know, once the Switch came out, I just, 3DS, I just don't do so much anymore. Mm-hmm. But Fire Emblem Awakening for 3DS is probably my most played 3DS game.
You say these words. I want to remember that for a little bit later about not playing the 3DS so much since the Switch came out. That's going to come up later.
Okay.
Anyway, yes. Keep going.
Okay, I'll add it on my notes. Okay. All right. I am taking. For some reason, I've decided to take notes. I've been working too much lately.
Oh no.
I can't keep any. So okay. So yes for me, and you're going to pass on that one.
Probably.
All right.
Sorry.
All right.
So sorry.
Okay. Tetris 99.
That one got me. That one's gotten the culture at large, honestly.
You know, I gotta say, like, I was thinking, like, okay, Tetris. But they got me it free. I gotta say, I'm a member of Nintendo Switch Online already, but I was like, oh, against 99 players, I am gonna lose so bad, because... I don't think I'm that great at Tetris. Whenever I've played one-on-one Tetris, I don't usually do so well. But I think it's maybe the people who are playing the one-on-one games are kind of the best of the best. But this one is really open to anybody, like the whole battle royale, you know, type of thing. And oh, it's fun. Let's talk about it later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Suffice to say, why couldn't they have done this a long time ago when they had like. That Mii channel thing for the Wii where it's like,
we're
going to ask you your question about your favorite soup or whatever, and then everyone gets to vote on it. And it's like, who cares? This is what I've been wanting since then.
Yep.
Soup? I don't know where that came from.
You know, if it would have been on the Wii, it would have been like Tetris 99 questions about Tetris. Do you like the T square or the L block better? Okay, hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Which one is a more satisfying Tetris piece? Okay, imagine a Tetris field and you've set up all your rows and you got the L piece that's coming down. You're going to get the Tetris. Is that more satisfying? Or you've set it up that you have a perfect place that you can put the downward part of the T piece. So it makes an even row that would set up for the Tetris in the next move. Right? Someone asked this question online, and I was like, well, obviously the L piece, but then I was thinking about it, and I'm like, no. But, right?
I know.
Listeners, please tell us. Lord. Tell us your thoughts. Or if some of you are really into the L pieces, which one? Okay.
Oh, man.
Okay, bring it back on the rails. Okay, we'll talk about Tetris 99 later, but that's a get for both of us, right? You downloaded it.
Yeah, yeah. Already been got.
Yep.
Son.
Okay. Okay, Dead by Daylight.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know. It's a port. I mean, I think some people are excited about it because it's the type of game that, like, Nintendo's needed for a while. It's like, one person is the serial killer. Everyone else is running around not being killed, I guess. I don't know. I couldn't watch the trailer. I think it's like a, I don't know, third person game? I don't know. I couldn't watch the trailer because my kids were there with me and they were like, Dad, no, no, no. And I'm like, okay, I'll skip. And that's exactly how I feel about it. Skip.
Oh, dear. Okay, fair enough.
Damien X Machina demo is available now. Did you download it?
What is that?
It's basically it's similar to like an Armored Core game. It's like a giant robot game. It's being done by Marvelous. It's got kind of a cel shaded look. It looks pretty nice. I downloaded the demo and I chose my pilot and I stopped playing. I don't know. I've never really been into the giant robot games, but it definitely has a cool looking art style. Sure. And I should finish the demo. I'll maybe come back to that one later. But for now, it's a pass.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, it sounds like same for me then.
Okay. Grid Auto Sport. Pass.
Okay. Yep, pass. Let's keep going. We're really crushing these now.
Yep, we are. Hellblade. Senua's Sacrifice. No, oh. It's a game by what is it? Ninja Theory. They did what's it? They did Heavenly Sword and some other stuff. Well, I mean, this is one that like it's weird because the company was acquired by Microsoft.
Ah, okay.
But yet it's still getting a Switch port, which a lot of people are going, oh, Microsoft Nintendo partnerships. More on that in a future podcast.
Yeah, I'm sure nothing will come of that.
More of that in a future podcast. But it looks really good, but that's not the type of game I can play on the living room TV because it looks super scary. Might be something I pick up. I don't know. It sounds to me like it's going to be a digital-only release, and that usually makes it a pass for me. Sure. But, I think it's cool because that's the type of game that people have been clamoring for on the system, though. I don't really care about it, but, like, some kind of, M-rated, like, actually mature games, not just... You know, I think it's good that the audience gets some titles like that. Just like I think it would be good for the Switch to have a Call of Duty game, but I wouldn't buy it.
Sure. Yeah, if you like that sort of thing, why not?
All right. Mortal Kombat 11.
I didn't know about this one actually.
Oh.
I haven't played much of Mortal Kombat since 9, but I like what they've been doing with the series.
I haven't been playing much Mortal Kombat since 2.
Oh god. But being in the fighting community I was in Madison, Mortal Kombat would come up from time to time between releases of like Soul Calibur and Tekken and whatever else. So 11, eh? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. Sean's on the get. I'm on the pass. All right. Uh-oh, you've taken the lead. I don't know what your prize is other than having less money than me, but... Okay, Unraveled 2. Did you play Unraveled 1?
What's an Unraveled 1?
I don't know, but apparently it's a game made by EA, which is the most significant thing for me there.
So you're definitely not going to buy it because I'm sure it'll be free-to-play microtransaction, but with a deep backstory.
I have no idea. I mean, it looks like Yarn Yoshi without the Yoshi. Oh. I mean, from the brief moment I've seen it. Unraveled 2 fanboys, please tell me why I'm wrong, but nothing excited me about that. So, other than, EA still makes games.
All right.
I mean, I know they make games, but I mean, a game
they publish games.
Yes.
and they and they do things to game studios that displease them.
Yes.
Where are Moving
we going,
on.
Papa? Where are we going, Papa EA? Okay, anyway.
Oh, God.
All right. So. I'll let you.
Moving on, yes.
R.I.P. every bad, studio bad ever man. Bought. Yeah. Anyway, okay, Assassin's Creed 3. See, I told you we'd come
So we come full circle, right? So now I can finally play Assassin's Creed on a Nintendo system.
Yeah, and the Vita spin-off will be included with the package, which is kind of cool.
Sure, okay.
Which actually always looked to me more interesting than the main game. So,
all right, fair enough.
Assassin's Creed Liberation. I'm interested. Like, I have Assassin's Creed 3 for the Wii U, but I didn't really get into it much. I felt like I needed to know things from the previous two games, and since I hadn't been I hadn't purchased them on the Xbox or the PlayStation 3, I didn't know the story, so I kind of put it down. But, like, now I'm at a place in my life where I don't care if I don't quite understand it, as long as the game's kind of fun.
Sure,
so,
sure.
I'm still going to go pass on that, but, like, you're going to go get?
Well, I mean, I assume that there's multiplayer with this.
I would assume.
So I can finally scratch that itch because I really like Assassin's Creed multiplayer because it's very different than the usual first person shooter type thing. It's stealth is the name of the game, and the stealthier you are, the more points you can rack up. So yeah, you can run around like a moron all over Venice or wherever the heck this particular
America.
Flavor takes place, and. But it's like you'll get yanked real quick. Just saying. So I'm in, but it's probably a chance to also do a bit about the story finally. I don't think I've ever played an Assassin's Creed game for the story just yet, but that could always change.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. Okay, Final Fantasy 7 and 9.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy before. Oh, what? So familiar.
So Final Fantasy IX is already available on the eShop, and it's Final Fantasy IX, $21 sound is bugged edition. So,
really?
But Final Fantasy IX is a good game, though. Like, apparently the music loops weird. It's something that I wouldn't have actually noticed unless someone told me. You know what I mean? It's one of those things. But I'm like, it's like $5 on PlayStation 3, I mean, true, this one has some smoothed up graphics a bit, and I can play it on a system I'm actually playing, but $21, by the way, $21 is a weird number, right?
It's a very strange number.
Why not $19.99, it's weird.
For Final Fantasy 9, you'd think.
I bought Final Fantasy 9 as a greatest hits title for $20, like 15 years ago, more, and it's like, it's still that price,
Sure.
It seems a little much, but I'm a sucker for Final Fantasy IX. I thought it was a really, really good one. And okay, Final Fantasy VII.
But before we move on to VII, I wanted to mention, I haven't played it myself, but I've heard from people whose opinion I trust very much, including one person who's currently running for Oakland City Council. You know who you are. This is the best Final Fantasy of ever made.
Ooh, so, a lot of people say that.
I may need to buy it just for that reason. But if it's not the greatest version, I might pass.
I mean, the thing is, it might be the best version because the version that's the only version you can really get these days, though, unless you're going to play it on original hardware.
That's well,
because
have you met me?
No, but no, I haven't. I'm not at a place where I can play an RPG that long on my PlayStation anymore. I have the discs. I could play it, but like but like this is the version that was originally, you know, ported to like PlayStation 4, you know, PlayStation 4 and smartphones.
Right.
And like it is the only version you can buy on a modern platform right now. And it has the same sound bug in the PlayStation 4 version and the smartphone version.
Well, that's lovely.
So and it, I mean, and since it's had that bug for like 2 years in the PlayStation 4 version, it seems unlikely that it'll be patched out, you know?
Right.
But again, it's one of those things that I probably wouldn't notice unless someone told me.
Right. All right.
You know, so I don't know. I'm gonna put it as a get, but when it's on a, when it has a price drop.
I don't. Okay. Fair enough.
I'll buy it for 15, but not 21.
Right, you hear us, Nintendo? This
yep.
is important information not we're really sharing with you right
it's
now.
It's not really Nintendo's call on that one.
Well, I suppose
that's,
not.
That's Squeenix, but you're going for get or pass?
Pass for now.
Pass, okay. How about Final Fantasy VII?
Boy, I still haven't beaten the underwater emerald, whatever, that weapon. I got real close one time.
Pass.
Okay. Well,
I'm gonna pass. Just because I have it on so many other things already, you know, and
okay.
I don't know. You gonna go get?
Well, I mean, I only have the one version, and like the one I played wasn't mine, and then I got the one with the green greatest hit stripe on it, and it really bugs me. So I might just have to buy
the
Switch version for that reason alone.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. If there's something like amazing about it, but like I already have it on the Vita, you know, I have the discs, you know, for the original version, and I think I may have even picked up the smartphone one at some point.
Oh,
I don't even know.
You've mentioned the Vita at least twice now, and it just hurts me.
Yeah.
Go on. Let's continue.
Vita means life. Okay, anyway.
Oh. Ironic.
Astral Chain. Get. Astral Chain, get.
You think so?
I think it looks really cool. Platinum Games hasn't really let me down much before. It looks really nice. I like that. I mean, it looks Bayonetta-y. The pedigree of the people working on it are good. You know, it's, you know, people who've been... with, you know, Bayonetta and Nier. You know, that one that was really good on PlayStation that I can't see.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll get it. I like new IPs that look, you know, ambitious. It might be janky as all heck, but I like to give those kind of games.
And now, a haiku
by the M. Hat Mario. Dusty Den of Shame. Retro Dojo, play those games.
This isn't Zaxxon.
Well, I guess that's it. I guess there wasn't anything more.
Nothing at all I can think of.
Nothing. All right, I'm going to let you lead this one. Go ahead.
So, I didn't watch the Direct directly.
And we're done.
Ironically. Oh, come on. This is the first thing I saw that came out of it.
Okay.
So I knew what it was going in. Because it was the video was labeled, but watching like the anime intro sequence, I recognized things just right away. Every frame of the original version of this game of the opening is like burned into my brain. I am of course talking about Kazumi Tataka's The Legend of Zelda: Link's Awakening.
Yes. Now, we hinted at this earlier with the egg. And...
yeah.
Okay. At first, I was seeing waves, and I'm like,
Endless Ocean sequel? No. But oh, I'm seeing the waves, and as soon as I saw the boots, I'm like, oh, really? Are you gonna? And I was really, and I'm like really digging that they did an anime intro yeah. there. Looked yeah. so good. And then I'm like, you hear the music, and it's like, ah. Because, okay, full confession, I mean, mm. I don't mm-hmm. know. Breath of the Wild is so good that maybe my opinion's changed. But for the longest time, if anyone would ask me, you know, my favorite Zelda was Link's Awakening. I don't know. It happened at a place, at a time. I loved the story. It was so mysterious. I loved the right. music. I loved that it had kind of a serious story, but it also didn't take itself that seriously. You know, there were Goombas in it, for Pete's sake. You know?
Right.
You know, I just loved everything. You could win a Yoshi doll playing one of the mini games. You know, mm-hmm. I loved everything about it. You know, it was one of my favorite ever games, and the remake, I'm still not 100% sure about the art style.
Okay, that's fair, I guess, but to defend it, I suppose.
Go ahead.
It does remind me quite a bit of the art style that they adopted for A Link Between Worlds, which was like a quasi sequel, spiritual successor. Yeah. To also an amazing Zelda game, whereas this is just a straight up remake.
Yeah.
And it did make me kind of wonder at first, well, why wouldn't they release this for the 3D? Right. Because the yeah. Switch is a thing now, of course. They want people yeah. to play it. So it makes me wonder, like, you know, if they. It's too late in the Switch's life cycle for this to have started on the 3DS. Maybe? I don't know. I'm just. And that's the feeling I get. Like, if they had gone for scratch for the Switch, then maybe it would be a little different. Or maybe they thought that this is just the language they're going to use to translate 2D Zeldas in the future.
Like, part of me really likes that it's going to be 2D. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, because I like 2D games. And, you know, and if they told me that Link's Awakening would be remade as a 3D game, I I wouldn't like that at all.
No, you know? Agreed.
But at the same time, it looks kind of shiny. You know what I mean? It looks like the characters are, I don't know, just kind of polished up to this like sheen. And in my idea of how the game was, Link looked how he looked in that opening cutscene.
Right.
As a young man, you know, 17, 18 years old, you know, sailing out. But when you see his character model in the game, he looks about 6.
Well, yeah, but you know, that incongruity was also part of the original game, you know?
I agree, but like, but you know what? Whatever. I'm take my money. Like, I'm definitely buying. Like, as much as I will put any criticism there, this is definitely one I'm getting. Just, it looks like it, even if it's not. One of the criticisms that comes out is that it's pretty much exactly the, like, it's like one-to-one exact, like the dungeons, right. Everything. And really all you're paying for is seeing the new art style, but.
That's okay. It's a perfect game already.
It has been 20 years since I played that game. Well, I mean, I've played bits of it, you know, since then. But, like, since I've played it to completion. I think the last time was when I played it on Game Boy Color, like the remade version. And, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to play it again. I've forgotten a lot of the puzzles. So I think, you know, some of them will come back immediately and some of them, you know. And I want to live that story again. And who knows? With Nintendo, they might add some stuff to it. Like, we don't know. You know, we don't know exactly. You know, what's going to be going on. But yeah.
It might have the Game Boy Color dungeon. I mean, I bet it will. You know,
and that's it's very possible.
That's not part of my original experience of that game, but I'm sure it'll be there. They might add new things. It's fine. It's all fine.
Yeah,
it's all fine, but, you guys.
What I just love is that people who did not experience it and wouldn't, you know, go back to playing it on the Game Boy, you know, even if it was on the Virtual Console, you know, on Switch for the Nintendo. Yeah. A lot of people would pass, but I think a lot of people are going to be able to play this now, and that's what I cannot wait to play it along with my kids watching, you know.
Sure.
Watching me fail on boss battles.
Oh.
But no, it's just it's such a nice game, and as much as I don't know if the style is exactly what I would imagine it to be, it does look vibrant and colorful, and I think it's going to be very appealing to new gamers.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And in fact, I was so excited that I like, you know, messaged Phil as soon as I could, expecting him to be all excited, and he hates it.
So. What? Okay. I can understand having mixed feelings about the art style, but hates it?
Okay, that's probably too strong of a word. That is not what he said.
Okay.
In all fairness, but I understand. Yeah. Because it is a perfect game already, it's like changing it at all just feels wrong.
Okay. I can see that angle. Okay, so no remake would be good.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
Right. I mean, this is a game that I have, you know, on the original hardware. This is, you know, when I fell in love with it when I was like 13 or so. You know, got my Game Boy for Christmas and everything like that. There's a whole heartfelt story in one of our podcasts, I'm sure, somewhere. But then I have the Japanese version of the Game Boy Color version, which means, of course, I haven't played it as a result of this. But then I think I have it on Virtual Console for the 3DS as well.
Okay.
So I have all these versions, and now I'm finally ready to play it again. If that means anything to anybody.
Okay. I mean, it's time to play it again. And I think I'm gonna fall in love with it again.
Oh gosh.
And you know what? If the art style really does disagree with me that much, it will prompt me to replay the original again. You know what I mean? Either way, I'm going to be playing this game this year. I don't know if it'll be the new one or the old one, but I'm going to play it again, and I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. So,
I will say this. If it doesn't include Totaka's song, I'm going to throw it in the river.
Yes, but then a hippopotamus will find it, bring it back to you.
Damn it.
Or is it a manatee? I need to play this again.
Do you have a question for Famicom Denshi Mail? Tweet us at Famicom Dojo with the hashtag Denshi Mail. Call us at 608-492-1923 and leave us a voicemail that we can play on the podcast or in a new video response. Leave a comment on this episode or one of our other videos. Or if you just want to share your own future retro or pile of shame, you can even send us a link to your YouTube video to be added to our official Denshi Mail playlist. Head over to famicomdojo.tv/podcast for more details.
So that's the Nintendo Direct. So you are down for 10 of these games. I really, really thought that I was going to come out ahead of you because I seem more excited about a lot of these little ones. But I only chose 9 in the end.
If that's... it makes you feel any better, there's no chance that's happening.
No, I won't buy 9 either. Oh, because I'm going to buy 11. You know what I mean? Like... I have problems, man. I talked about this on the other podcast. Oh man, I have problems. Okay, let's give an update on our lives. This one's already going on a little bit long, so
sure.
So what's been going on in your life, Mr. Sean, since our last podcast about what 4 months ago?
Oh Five goodness. Ago? Well,
four and a half months ago.
Yeah. I still only have 3 children. But I do have most of a new bathroom.
Hey, congratulations, Mazel Tov.
Thank you. It's, I don't know it's what been, you say. It's been a it, long, man. Arduous road, but we're almost
all right.
There.
That's good. That's good. Well, congratulations. You're gonna need it. You know.
Oh yes. I'm actually pretty excited about having the two sinks because we have three kids that it's impossible for them to get all ready for bed at the same time.
Yep.
Well, not anymore.
There you go. There you go. Okay, so there's that. Anything else?
I've been spending our hiatus time working on the new Famicom Dojo.tv website.
Excellent. It's looking really good too.
Sorry,
we can't wait. And it's looking really good too.
Oh, thank you.
We can't wait to share it with everyone. We've got a couple people checking it out for us right now behind the scenes, but
yeah, we'll open it up to those people first, and then once we've got enough stuff to make it functional and usable, we'll open it up to everybody. Which isn't to say that it'll be 100% more functional than the current site, but we'll have a nice orderly transition, shall we say?
All right, that sounds good. As I teased in the last podcast, my prediction was right. Vink was right. I predicted that we wouldn't have a podcast for a little while because we were expecting a fourth child, and drumroll please, fourth child.
What?
I like how you drumrolled after the announcement.
Oh, sorry.
But it's okay. It's okay. It's more of a fanfare then. But yes, the fourth mini Vink has joined the world. Little Iris, and she's healthy and adorable, and will more than likely, like all my other children, be featured in videos where I make them hold things that they don't understand, like Famicom Dojo cases, PlayStation controllers, make them crawl at various video games. Well, nobody wants to look at us anymore. We're getting old, man.
Oh, man. I know. It happens to the best of us.
But that's kept me pretty darn busy. And you know what? It's not. And I mean, we're podcasting today, but it's not like I'm not less busy. It's not like, well, you know, once kids are 4 months old, they're pretty much ready to go. No, it's going to. So it will be a little on and off for a little while, but we're going to try to get a couple of these out every month because people have been asking about it, and thank you everyone for bugging us. I don't mean that in a mean way. Like,
it's nice to know that you care.
It by reminding us that you're looking forward to more of this really inspires us to do it. You know,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Okay,
right. and we haven't, you know, we've been trying to use the off time to the best we can.
Yeah.
We teased many, many things over the course of the last year or so, and so we're very deliberately building towards those goals.
Yep. So thank you for everyone who's stuck with us. I mean, we know in the age of a YouTuber now is different from what a YouTuber was when we started, where you know you're like. Where you'd be surprised, like, oh, they put out another video this week. That's so cool, you know? Whereas right. Now you're like, there's only been three videos today. Are they sick, you know? And I'm like, oh, we can't. But, I mean, you know, we're going to keep doing this. And, I mean, and hopefully you guys are along for the ride. And we'll try to give you some stuff to keep watching. We've got stuff in the pipeline. But, yeah, it's something we do. Aside from other jobs that we do, and we hope we can get you more stuff out there. But thanks for sticking with us.
Well, it's good to be back in 2019. So thank you everyone for listening, and I guess until next time, then the dojo is
being remade with a different art style.
Ooh.
Yeah, actually, it is. Oh my gosh, we've been doing this for over 150 episodes, and that's the first time something I said actually related to what we were talking about. Excellent. Yes, because the dojo is being remade in a different art style. We hope you like it.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, more on that later.
All right.
For sure. Welcome to the world.
Famicom Dojo Video Game Podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Theme songs One More Continue and RPG were written and performed by the Amaritones. Find them on iTunes or amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Sled Judson at lewisstrations.co.uk. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded.
Famicom Dojo.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Vink.
Oh man, I'm still tingly. I am still tingly.
sorry, I wasn't ready for that.
You want to start it again?
You just got back from the onsen. I mean, what? did you,
all right, let's
too
start.
Much information.
Let's start again. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Vink.
Oh man, I am still tingly. Wow, just all over. Wonderful.
That's awkward. What happened?
What happened? I mean, you were there. I listened to myself as I was saying it. Sorry. let's try it again.
Okay.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, Vink.
Oh man, I am still feeling tingly. This is just wonderful.
Yeah, man. What's going on?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, we both experienced the same thing. All right. I think we found our blooper. You know, I'm gonna stop saying tingly. I think that's what's starting it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Let's just do that. Okay. All right.